Let's get it on, baby.
So we got a few hours to really pack it in and get you ready for the pregame show and get you ready for this game coming up tonight. So a big one tonight here as the Texans try to get to 7-2. 6-2 right now, try to get to 7-2 in New York. And as the fellas were saying, you kind of gave it away a little bit. As the fellas were saying, Clint, I've seen from 2.5 to 1.5, they are definitely underdogs on the road to the New York Jets, which I think I hear some people saying, what is that about? What is that about? Like J-Lo is saying, what is that about?
And they say, no.
Nobody was more pissed off about this than J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt was on Pat McAfee, and he looked like he was itching to talk about, what the hell?
Come on, J.J.
How the hell are the Texans underdogs to the sorry-ass Jets?
Let's talk about your Houston Texans. Big game tomorrow night against the New York Jets to kick off week 9 of the NFL season. You guys are underdogs, I do believe. In New York, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
You've got to be
What?
Are you kidding me?
Brother.
You gotta be kidding me.
Brother.
This is, hell does Vegas know that I don't?
This is what they know. This is what they know. Prime time.
He's back.
Prime time.
Is he gonna be on the Jumbotron?
Didn't see that coming. Could be wrong, but I don't think I am. If I just look at these two squads truthfully right now, obviously I'm slightly biased, but I believe Houston Texans are the better team.
All right, there is JJ, slightly biased. He believes the Texans are the better team. And I think most people believe the Texans are the better team. But that's not always how Vegas works. And I would throw it out to both of you. I know how Tyler feels. You think it's disrespectful to the Texans that they are 2.5-point underdogs? Is that what you got, Tyler? Is that the last thing you saw?
Yes. I believe, at least with my book, it's been holding strong at 2.5.
2.5. You think it's disrespectful? You think it's disrespectful to the Texans of Vegas to make them 2.5-point underdogs to the Jets?
I do not.
You don't think so?
I do not, no. I mean, I mean, Vegas is really into like advanced stats.
That's
and all
good.
This kind of stuff.
Whenever you see something like this, it's like, what do they know?
Yeah. I think they know what a ton of people, especially nationally, aren't willing to look at and watch and take into consideration, in my opinion. I don't think it's disrespectful. It is a little bit of a surprise to me that it's. Like, I figured that the Texans would have been favored by 1 or 2. But I can definitely understand how they got there.
Yeah. I want to get that a little bit from you, how they got there. Tyler, you pissed? That pisses you off?
No.
That smokes it. You think it's disrespectful?
No, I'm saying I didn't find it necessarily like disrespectful.
Oh, so
But the eyebrows raised. I think the line is very curious, and I don't. I'd like to think the Texans are going to win this game and they wouldn't need any points. But, no, I didn't think it was disrespectful, but I think the line is very interesting, curious.
Well, you two know lines better than I do. And I'll say it.
Betting lines.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I don't – no, you may – y'all may know those other lines better than I do. I've never done it. But listen, I'll say it.
Hurt my nose.
Hell yeah, it's disrespectful. I think it's disrespectful as hell. This is the Houston Texans, who are currently the number 2 seed in the AFC, that's 6-2. The Jets are 2-6 in the 15 seed. There's only 16 teams in the AFC. Only the Titans are below the Jets.
First week without Diggs, though.
Only the Titans are below, again, the Jets when it comes to this. Hell yeah, it's disrespectful that they would have them, I don't care where it's being played, as underdogs. Now, is it wrong? That's a different question. That's a different question. But yes, I think the 2 seed playing the 15 seed in the conference through 8 weeks, it is disrespectful to have them an underdog. Do I understand it? Does it make sense? Yes, it makes sense. Yes, because the reasons that Clint is about to roll through, you can understand. I can understand how they get there. But if you just look at it, damn that. I don't know who the two seed is right now in the NFC, but if they played the second worst team in the NFC, I don't think they would be underdog. But to the point you've made there, Clint, I can clearly see what Vegas is thinking and what they're looking at in terms of the matchup. I'll be honest, especially with the Texans' injuries, the matchups here, when you think about the Jets' defensive line versus their offensive line, when you think about the Jets' secondary versus the receivers that the Texans are rolling out there, I think you can get an understanding why Vegas sees this thing being as close as it potentially is and lean towards the Jets at home.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can look at the matchups and you can get to an even playing field pretty quick. Now whether the Jets show up and they play to their ability, if they play at or above their ceiling is another question. Now they may very well quit on the interim head coach, and they may very well quit on each other. I don't know about that, but the reality of it is you can look at Quinnen Williams versus Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green. You can look at McDonald the fourth. I can't remember his damn first name.
Will
McDonald the fourth. I mean, this is a guy that I think he's second or third in the league in sacks right now. He's got more sacks than Will Anderson does. And you can look at him versus this entire offensive line, who I know on paper, boy, people don't want to talk about it now. People don't want to talk about it. They want to talk about, well, their pass protection's been rough. You know, especially that interior offensive line. No, it's been rough all the way across the board. Them two high-paid tackles, they've been rough too. And you got a dude that's in the tops in the league in sacks coming to town. And so you don't have to just stop at Kenyon Green. Let's be honest and be real and look across the board. And I think Vegas does it. I think Vegas looks at the hit rate, the knockdown rate, the quarterback rate, quarterback sack rate of the Texans, and says, yeah, the Jets, this is not a good matchup for the Texans. And then you mentioned the wide receivers. The Texans are down their top two wide receivers. Their third and fourth their third and fourth options in this pass game, Tank Dell and Dalton Schultz, have left a lot to be desired this year. And guess what? The Jets got a pretty damn good secondary. And so you look at matchups
combined with their pass rush.
Yeah, you look at matchups across the board, and you know, I think it's pretty easy to get to an even game, and an even playing field, even though it's in New York. So I don't call it like. Look, here's the thing about the disrespectful part of it is like it's just reality. This team has not played well enough to be a 10-point favorite over somebody.
It's that simple.
A touchdown favorite over somebody. You would think, like to your point, you would think that the second best team in the AFC facing the 15th best team in the AFC
on the road. I would think around 4.5, 5.
Yeah, so a touchdown swing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really, so you think it's a touchdown off, right? Like, which I agree wholeheartedly with you. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Who's the two seed in the NFC? That's got to be like, let's see, the Lions are the one seed. Washington. So Washington versus the Giants.
Just happened.
What's happening this weekend? They're a 4-point favorite on the road. The Giants and Washington, they're playing this weekend. They're a 4-point favorite on the road, Washington is.
And I would say, I have not watched a ton of Washington, but I would say that Washington's played significantly better than the Texans, particularly on the offensive side of the ball.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.